It is difficult to get along with people. Sorry for overstating the obvious. There was one of my friends who was dealing with quite a belligerent friend of his who was always getting in the way of things. And finally, my friend said, "Buddy, keep the dream alive. Go back to sleep." In other words, get out of my way. Sometimes it's so easy to say and to call people things. There was one mayor of a town who used to get letters unsigned criticizing all his actions. One day he got one piece of paper in the mail and all it said on it was "fool, fool." And the mayor got up at one of his speeches and said, "I often get letters criticizing me and they're not signed. This time, someone signed their name and forgot to write a letter." It's so easy to say this person is an obstacle to my happiness. Instead of asking the question, how can I be a source of happiness, a solution to a problem, an occasion for someone to become a better person? If we want to know the dynamics of human dysfunction, we can go back to the story of the very first dysfunction, the original sin and Adam and Eve. And the very difference, what happens in between these personal relationships between Adam and Eve? First, after they sin, they run. They run. My mother always knew there was something wrong when my brother George and I would come into the house, quietly say nothing, and go into our rooms far away where she couldn't see us. She would always say, "What's wrong?" When we sin, we run. We go away. We try to even run from our own reality. We try to create a different reality. "I can't believe I did that. That didn't happen. Oh no, that can't be. That's not me." What does God do? God goes after us. He looks for us. "Where are you?" He never abandons us. And so in this world and in human relationships, it is so tempting to dump people, to abandon people, to run away even from ourselves, to say all truth is relative. Your truth is not my truth, is nothing. Instead of looking objectively at reality, it's the subject that projects illusions. My experience, we often, because of sin, tend to run away and create illusions in order not to face it. And so what the gospel tells us is this simple thing. God does not run away from us. A mother will always look for a solution for the child. She will not close her eyes, run away, and say it didn't happen. She says, "What's the problem? How can we fix it? Let's do it together." That should be the Christian response for each of us. Instead of saying, "Thank God, I don't have to deal with him, with her, with them." Because sooner or later, someone will have to deal with you. And hopefully, you will find a friend who will say, "I don't want to run away from you. I want to help you. I want to be part of the solution." In conclusion, there's a beautiful scene in the Gospel of St. John. When Jesus is brought before Pilate, and Jesus speaks about the truth, and Pilate answers sarcastically, "What is truth?" The victim in our society that will cause the most harm is the abandonment of objective truth and the illusion that truth cannot even be discovered, much less lived. And we as Christians know that Christ said, He is the way, He is the truth, He is the life, and we hold fast to Him and the teachings of the Holy Gospel that provide us a guidepost and a light to our feet so we know where to walk. Don't run away from things and reality. Embrace it, deal with it, and ask God and Christ to help you. Slava Isusu Christu.